For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial federal shutdown is expected to drag on through Christmas. President Trump and congressional leaders are still stuck in a standoff over his border wall with Mexico. The Senate has adjourned, but could be called back at any time if there's a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blames the Democrats.
They brought this about because they're under a lot of pressure from their far left and feel compelled to disagree with the president on almost anything, and certainly this.
And Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the problem is in the White House.
Repeatedly, the president has privately agreed to a deal with congressional leaders only to reverse himself when criticized by the far right. We can't have another situation when the president signals support at first, but then reverses himself, which is precisely what caused this shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone successful cancer surgery. A spokeswoman says the 85-year-old justice is resting comfortably after the surgery at Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York City. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules, and that scans didn't detect any malignancies anywhere else in her body. There's finally been an arrest in the death of a young mother in Colorado. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung.
Today we arrested Patrick Frazee on charges of first-degree murder of Kelsey Barrett, and he is currently being held in the Teller County Jail. As a reminder, Patrick Frazee is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Police searched Frazee's home and property before deciding to arrest him for murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General Carl Racine is suing Facebook over its user data collection and protection practices. USA's Chris Barnes is in the nation's capital.
The lawsuit filed by the district's Attorney General Carl Racine targets Facebook mainly for its entanglement with Cambridge Analytica, a political consultancy that harvested names, likes, and other data from the social site without users' permission. But the lawsuit also accuses Facebook of violating the district's Consumer Protection Procedures Act by misleading users on data security, failing to properly monitor third-party apps, and failing to disclose the Cambridge Analytica breach, among other issues. DC in its lawsuit says it wants to compel Facebook to take steps to avoid violating its consumer protection rules in the future, as well as to pay restitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There was a minor setback for Major League Baseball players. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Although the Major League Baseball Players Association says the average Major League baller's salary dropped this year for the first time since 2004 and for only the fourth time since record-keeping began 50 years ago, it's hard to feel sorry for them. The union says the average salary of $4,095,686 is down about $1,400 from last year. This year's survey was based on the 968 players on Major League rosters and disabled lists as of August 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.